Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Speaking of concerts, I do want to spend just a couple of minutes talking about this. Attorneys this week for rapper Travis Scott. Remember that?
Yes.
Awful.
Yes.
Awful incident at the Astroworld concert where the wave of the crowd pushed forward and people were trampled to death. 10 people died. So attorneys for Travis Scott argued this week that he should be dismissed from hundreds of lawsuits that were filed over the Astroworld festival, saying he was not responsible for safety planning or watching for possible dangers at the Houston event. But attorneys for relatives of one of the 10 people killed during that massive crowd surge said that he ignored safety concerns and threatened to release online the personal information of anyone who would cancel the event over safety concerns. They say, no, Scott is devastated and heartbroken by what happened. And the families are suing everybody, of course. The promoter,
Let the court sort it out.
Well, there weren't safety concerns prior to the event. The safety concerns happened when people started bum rushing the gates and pushing them over and forcing their way in without going through this standard procedure.
Well, but we talked to Bob Edwards is the greatest resource when it comes to this stuff because they have done so many concerts over the years. And he had looked at the video at the time and we had him down here to kind of explain, like, who is in charge of the safety?
Right.
And one of the things he said you have to do is have pathways down there in the pit.
Yep.
Like almost like if you picture a tic-tac-toe sign.
Yep.
You have to have a tic-tac-toe sign where there are appropriate pathways that if there is a surge, people have a place to go in a way that they didn't, I think, when the Travis Scott surge happened.
So the question I had about that when that happened, and I don't know if this is a part of the lawsuit or not, is weren't there questions about whether he should have seen that this was happening and he should have stopped it from the stage?
Now, I vehemently will defend him on that count. People are saying he should have seen it and stopped it. Okay.
Yeah.
There were 100,000 people there. When you are up on stage, you know this, Jamie, it is lights, it is music, and all the lights are shined on you. There is no way we can ask an artist to be able to look out and somehow foresee that something bad is happening in the crowd.
Well, in defense of that point, it's, I think from the stage, it would be hard to tell the difference between something dangerous happening and people just dancing and kind of moving in the crowd together. I could see that being difficult, but I do think from stage, you can see the crowd. I mean, cause they interact with the crowd, but should he have been able to tell what was really going on? I don't think he had, I can't imagine he would know anything or have any liability in terms of safety procedures.
At 5 a.m., fans began to line up at the festival's outer perimeter. And remind me, Sam, because then it says at 10 a.m., a crowd attempted to pull down barricades and rush a checkpoint.
Yeah, so from what I remember, the disaster was the fact that they didn't have enough entry points. And so people were getting livid because they were standing in lines that were hundreds of thousands, hundreds and hundreds of people long, and the lines weren't moving very quickly. And they decided, okay, well, if you're not going to give us enough entrances, we'll make some entrances. And they started just rushing in as fast as they could, pushing down the bodyguards. And you've seen the videos of the security guards trying to slow the people down. And they have 100 people running at them. The most they can do is stop one or two. And even then, the force of those people pushed over the security guards.
Here's what this says. Scott was scheduled to start his set at 8:45, but did not appear on stage until 9:02, starting his set at 9:06. His appearance on stage resulted in a complete crush forward, leading to that human crush. At 9 p.m., members of the crowd pressed forward and surged from the sides, causing a crush near the stage. And you remember, people were not even standing. They were they were lifted up off the ground. And there are two separate issues, Sam. One is the way we enter people into concerts. And we've seen deaths over that before as well. Where, you know, think about the Sprint Center outside.
Yeah.
You have like 15 or 20 points of entry. That's why.
Right.
Because
that's not Travis Scott's job.
I agree.
That's the promoter's job.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
But is it? Is it not? They're all there to see him. Would we be blaming Taylor Swift if there was a crowd rush toward her stage? Or would you blame the people that are in charge of setting up this stage?
We would probably blame Taylor Swift, but that's incorrect.
Right.
Because Taylor Swift is being paid to show up by the promoter. The show is not Taylor Swift's show or Travis Scott's show. The show is the promoter's show featuring the artist.
I also wonder, how do you prevent... It's one thing if you have too many people in a space... or an emergency in that space, and you got to try to get them out of those exits.
Yep.
That's not what this was. I don't know how you prevent beforehand a rush of people like that toward the stage.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it that there's a word for that type of concert, and we saw that with Billie Eilish, and you have to remind me the word.
It's not
a general admission, but there's a word with that type of concert where you just run. And the people that, you know, and what one of the things Bob Edwards says is that's why you rarely see that anymore.
Where it's assigned seats.
Where it has to be assigned seats because it's the only thing that will prevent that crush.
Yeah. How do you prevent the crush? If people just start running toward the stage to get as close as they can.
Scaling gates, multiple. Okay. And here's how quickly this happened, by the way. At 9:11 productions, 9:11 p.m. reported the main stage had been compromised.
Wow.
At 9:12, a tightly packed group in the crowd's southern quadrant began screaming for medical help. By 9:16, people were already dying.
And he had just taken the stage.
Yes, and they're saying, well, he should have stopped it. He didn't start his set until, what did I say, 9:06?
Yeah.
There's also no way that for him to know that, because Travis Scott is known for a rowdy crowd.
Okay.
That's one of his staples. And he is known to rile up the crowd. And that's not rile up. That's not something that can go against him. There's tons of artists out there that their thing is the mosh pit style show.
Right.
And that's his thing. How does he know when it goes from a mosh pit style crowd to, oh no, people are dying?
I tend to agree because, Sam, that back quadrant, one of the middle to the back quadrants, was where the initial deaths were happening before the surge.
Which is farthest away from him.
There's no way he would have seen that. Now, the show was not stopped for the first time until 9:24.
Why not? Okay, so that's a question.
Because people were yelling, I think, and then somebody maybe got his attention or...
Are security people at the show not communicating?
Yes, but I don't think the way they were packed in there, how are you going to get a message way up to Travis Scott
cell
to
phones.
Say people are dying?
Cell phone. I mean, can they not text each
other? Who would you call up there?
Whoever the manager is, the stage manager.
It comes back to the promoter. At the end of the day, they did not have enough security to handle the crowd. They did not have enough entrances. So now you have gigantic crowds of people that are not only there to get crazy, but now they're mad.
And can't get out.
Yeah.
Approximately 9:43, the attorney of one of the victims who later died confirmed she had been photographed in the medical tent with her injuries as a result of being stepped on by the crowd. I don't think it was until 10. Oh, yeah. It was 10:08 before they closed the show with the final song. So
the show kept going.
The show.
That's a problem.
Going.
It's not his fault, but somebody should have stopped that show.
No, again, and I hate to keep, I don't know who the promoter was, hate to keep blaming him. The promoter needed to come up on stage and say, we're done.
Okay. Yeah, and make then, the decision.
But let me ask you this, Sam. When that happens,
then you face the option of the crowd going crazy and still killing people.
Correct. And then how do you get out of there without appropriate exits? 913-586-7798. I'm curious if you went to one of those shows, has this changed anything? I remember my son went to one of those Travis Scott shows and I was like, oh God, be careful.
Yeah.
Oh God, be careful. And I remember him saying our seats aren't good enough to be down there in the pit where everybody's being crazy.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
I've been in a crowd like that where it got really tight and I just started fighting my way out.
One of the women who passed out twice was an ICU nurse, and we'll tell a little bit about her story straight ahead. But who's in charge and what do you do when it comes to shows like this? Who's at fault? 913-586-7798. We're back right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.